With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says presidential leadership is the key to forging peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors. More from Bob Agnew.
Senator Ernst says President Trump is providing the kind of leadership that was missing during the previous administration.
President Trump is committed to peace. We need that. We need our partners to stay engaged.
So even though the war in Gaza is threatening to create new cracks in the tenuous Abraham Accords,
I don't worry that President Trump is going to show the leadership necessary to keep all of our partners engaged. And they are valuable partners.
Senator Ernst shared her thoughts this week with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Senator Joni Ernst also tells the Salem Radio Network that she's heartbroken over the assassination of Charlie Kirk, but says even in the midst of tragedy, she remains optimistic about the future.
I really, really am concerned about, of course, his wonderful wife and his beautiful children. But I know that the movement will be strengthened because of their love for Charlie and our love for Charlie and everything that he has done for our great party and for the United States of America.
President Trump's son, Eric, says given all the assaults and lawfare against his father, it's not surprising the left would target a family friend and fellow conservative warrior.
And they wanted to take a guy like Charlie Kirk out because he was incredibly effective. He had an incredible mouthpiece. He literally transcended an entire generation, changed the indoctrination that they were facing on college campuses.
Eric Trump spoke with the Salem Radio Network about his new book, Under Siege, My Family's Right to Save Our Nation. A memorial for Charlie Kirk will be held later today in Arizona. One person's been killed, others injured at a shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire last night. The investigation continues. This is SRN News. A new map of where faith is declining from SRN's Michael Harrington.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's bathrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. The administration also wants to require that homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants as well. This is SRN News. There was an arrest in Glendale, Arizona, just hours ahead of today's Charlie Kirk Memorial. More from correspondent Mary Rose.
The Secret Service is investigating a man who was arrested with a weapon at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, where Charlie Kirk's memorial will be held. Officials say he posed as law enforcement and was acting suspicious before being detained Friday. He's been charged with a felony and released. Tens of thousands are expected at the service, with President Trump and other officials attending. Security will be tight. Kirk, a conservative activist, was shot and killed earlier this month at a Utah college event. Mary Rose reporting.
President Trump has announced his nomination of Lindsey Halligan as the top federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Virginia. This decision follows the resignation of Eric Siebert, who was pressured to bring charges in a mortgage fraud investigation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.